singing. Nathan, thank you for helping out. Pray for all the sick. Man, we ought to be on shouting ground. Amen. I'll tell you what, God's been good to us, and just like Miss Anderson, I told Brother Anderson we ought to start calling her Superwoman. I tell you, go through a major surgery like that and come out, and God blessed her, and I tell you what, we ought to all be ashamed of ourselves. Amen? I'll tell you, God is good. Just for a little while tonight, I apologize. I've been preaching a little long. I'll try to make it shorter tonight. I'll tell you what, hey, in Luke 22, we're going to start at verse number 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter afar off. Oh, Peter, he didn't want to get too close, amen? And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." Busted. And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." Not only did he deny him, he lied. Talk about Peter. Could have been us. And after a little while, and another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." In about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. Busted. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." Just for a little while tonight, I want to preach on with all actions we make, there will be a reaction from someone. Amen? We see here that Peter, first of all, didn't want to get too close. And I'm not going to kick old Peter too much tonight, because this could have been me, amen. It's easy to speak Christianity and talk how good we are and how we walk with the Lord, but when the rubber meets the road and when it may cost us our life or our job or our fortune and fame, it may not be so easy, amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God knew what Peter was going to do. But it sure helps me with my sermon tonight to say, with all actions we make, and Peter had made some actions, amen, there's a reaction from somewhere. And I'll tell you what, before I start, I want to say the reaction of Jesus Christ was he looked upon Peter. He didn't say anything, but he looked at him. Can you imagine? Shame. How dare you? He's looked upon me like that too, amen. I'll go ahead and admit it. I'm far from what I want to be. Now, we're in a little church tonight. We live basically in a glass house. We're all family. Our actions we make will cause a reaction. I want you to know that right now. We don't live and we don't die to ourselves. Romans 14. Verse 1, it says, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let him not that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let him not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth it not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. Do you realize we're all in this together? We're in this together. We live in a glass house. We're close. We're a small church. Everything does matter. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight that, listen, we've got to watch out what we do, what we say, and I do that also. For instance, I'm going to give you a good example. Today, my buddy Carter and I, we're going to go check the traps around the high fence. By the way, we caught our third coyote, amen, mangy rascal, and he met his maker. But I got on there, and as lazy as I am, I said, Carter, why don't you go in the house and get that third bag of 50-pound corn so that we can feed the deer? I was too lazy to do it. I never even thought it. Well, it took a little longer, and all of a sudden Alex is coming out with the bag of corn, and here I am with my mouth. You little sissy, you. You can't pick that bag of corn up. Hey, it hurt me to pick it up. Well, his mama immediately looked at me and said, you do realize he's still weak, and he throwed his guts out for two solid days, and he just can't lift it up. And it was Alex, but it could have been the Lord. Watch your mouth. You know, my little buddy, we're pals. He looked at me like, man, Papa, I can't believe you said that to me. It hurt his feelings. That's funny to me, and it was nothing meant other than I'm letting you know I let my mouth go way too much, amen. I don't mean a thing about it. But our mouths can be like serpents sometimes. Either way, if I offend you at anything other than preaching, amen, and you can still come to me at that, amen, in the decent way, I promise you I'll make it right. Okay, you see what I'm getting at tonight? Because actions that we all do, whether they're to be hurtful or, listen, we've all got a little jackass in us. We do. Let's go ahead and say it. We do. We're sometimes, listen, we're mean because we like it, amen. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it Christian. But we all do that, and it's not. It doesn't edify God by any means. It makes us look horrible, amen. 1 Corinthians 8. Now it's touching, and I want to let you know, not all things that are right to do is right to do. I want you to know that. We all have our right to do our own thing, but listen, if we would pray about some things, not too hasty about some things, and realize that, listen, our actions may offend somebody or hurt somebody's feelings, we could sure take away some of those hurtful things, amen. Yes, let me show you. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is none, there is but one God, the Father, of whom of all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some, with conscience of an idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But meat commended us not to God, for neither if we eat, we the better, neither if we eat not, we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those that are weak. You see what I'm saying? God's telling us, look, listen, really you can take that meat and eat it and it's okay. But if it offends you or offends your brother, amen, don't do it. Now, it'd be okay if we had that same old reasoning that I do. To heck with you. It's not wrong. I really don't care about your feelings, amen. I'm going to do it because, listen, it's nothing wrong with it. Boy, have I missed the boat, amen. I've missed it. For if any man see thee which has knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And though thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died, but when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the Lord realize that our actions will cause a reaction, and we need to be the better and bigger person in life, amen. I've offended my wife many a times, but she still loves me, amen. Amen. I told her today we went through 37 Valentines together, and she's still my Valentine. Now I'm going to offend her some more, and I'm going to try to pray about it, not be hasty on it, not gloat in it, but I'm sure I'm going to mess up. Probably before the week's up, amen? But we that are brethren and sisters, may I remind you that there's a bigger picture in this thing. God's looking on, and our action will cause reaction, and I'll tell you what, I don't ever want my brother and sister to look at me like you've offended me and you've hurt my feelings. And bigger than that, I don't want my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to look down upon me and say, look, your mouth runneth over. You're really being hurtful. You understand what I'm saying? Our actions does matter. And when things happen at a church, especially of this size, it's time to get it right and get together and make it right. It's, you know what? There's no winners or losers in a battle like this or anything in the church that goes on. That's the reason why I'm against so many cliques. Yes, sir. Not that we have trouble with that. You see what I'm saying? Because you've got others saying, why I'm not a part of that. I wish I had time to be in a clique, amen? I'm either at church or I'm working. Yes. I'd hate to say it, I don't have time for cliques. I love to fellowship. Sometimes you got to make yourself fellowship with the brethren, amen, just to do right. But I love each and every one of you. It's been a joy and a privilege to preach to you the last four services. I'm glad the preacher's back, coming back. And I tell you what, I bet he's rip-roaring time to go. So let's all stand and pray for one another. Brother Rocky, why dismiss us.